News for Health presents To Your Good Health Radio. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and Dr. David Friedman.
We're talking today with Jason and Mira Kalt. Their first book, Naked Calories, shared a six-year global research expedition exposing the dangers of food distribution, factory farming, and food processing. Their latest book, Rich Food, Poor Food, shares how you can make healthier food choices. Welcome back to the show, Jason and Mira. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Hey, welcome back again. You know, I've mentioned before how much I've enjoyed reading your books, especially your global expedition where you explored various cultures' eating habits and how their diet relates to their health and longevity. Mira, what diet did the healthiest people follow?
The healthiest people ate what was fresh and what they could eat immediately and pick and put right into their mouths, or fish and right eat immediately, and it was all natural. It wasn't processed. It wasn't canned. It wasn't, you know, boxed or bagged, and they didn't have soda. They didn't have any of these modern foods that we all think are miraculous and easy and convenient, but that's really what we found is causing all this illness.
Great. And Jason, what did you find opposite? What did you find that the most unhealthy cultures seem to gravitate toward?
Well, you know what we did, David, is we started with the super remote areas. So we went deep into the Amazon and ended up over in Papua New Guinea and in places in India and China and Tibet and all over, where we could find remote tribes that very rarely even get to see modern man. And what we tried to do is, like Mira said, we tried to study their dietary and lifestyle habits, the things that we thought were causing them to be as healthy as they really were. Yes, they were impoverished, but they didn't have diseases like diabetes, heart disease, cancer. The obesity was non-existent. But then what we did is we moved out to the semi-remote areas, and then finally to the urban areas. And what we found was that as you moved away from their traditional diets and the seasonal eating, like Mira was talking about, and eating that fresh food, it didn't really matter the quantity of food that they were eating. It was really the quality of the food. And, of course, you might expect that to be the case. But even within a generation, you started to see muscle definition, you know, really going down, especially in the men. And you started to see obesity rates go up. And even within 10 to 20 years of moving out of those traditional areas, these individuals would start to get the modern diseases. And, of course, by the time we get to the urban areas, it's like here in America. We're plagued with the modern diseases, all of which we believe stems to some extent from a micronutrient deficiency.
So would it be safe to say in the world, if you want to be healthy, talking about a global entity, don't eat like Americans?
Yeah, that's pretty fair. Don't eat like most Americans, at least. You know, we're really proud of the fact that when we wrote Rich Food, Poor Food, we really wanted to start a rich food revolution, or bringing some awareness as to how to eat and what things you can get rid of in your diet. And it's been really amazing. We've watched this country slowly moving towards, or at least awakening to, the fact that we have a real health problem here, and that it stems from the amount of naked calories or empty calories that we're eating and the lack of micronutrient-rich foods. And we're really, really excited about how many lives we see changing by simply making that one simple switch. It's, you know, you don't have to do it all at once. Just start looking and actually paying attention to everything you put in your mouth and try and find better sources of each.
Right. You know, I'm a big fan of both your books, and I think that they're a must for any health advocate or anybody that has any interest in improving their health. And you have a special offer for our listeners. Mira, do you want to explain that for the Rich Food, Poor Food?
I think Jason's got that.
Jason.
Sure. So what we want to do, because we're celebrating our brand new book, which is coming out very, very soon, David, it's going to come out in August, called The Micronutrient Miracle 28-Day Plan. Now, it takes everything we've taught in Naked Calories and Rich Food, Poor Foods, and puts it into this incredible 28-day program where you can experience what it is that our personal clients have been able to experience. But before we get to that, we want to offer people an opportunity to look at and really read Rich Food, Poor Food, which is the book we're talking about here. This is our grocery purchasing system. So if people want to come to our website at Kalton Nutrition, that's CalTonNutrition.com, and then after that they put a backslash and it's rich-food-poor-food-spelled out T-W-O. So again, that's Kalton Nutrition /rich-food-poor-food-T-W-O. and they will have an opportunity to download in a PDF the first three chapters of the book. And not only that, we'll also offer them the full $24.95 soft cover, full color version of the book for just $9.97 if they want to get that whole thing delivered to them anywhere in the U.S.
Great. So basically, those that have not gotten this book, get it now so you're prepared for the next sequel. So that way you kind of follow through. So that's great that you're offering that so people can kind of transfer to the third one. I look forward to reading that book as well. Mira, in the few minutes we have, share with us, what was your aha moments during the writing of your books? Is there anything that jumps out as being, aha, I didn't know that?
Well, goodness, almost everything, every time we turn a corner is an aha moment, David. You know, it's really one of those things that I didn't realize maybe how many lifestyle habits actually deplete micronutrients. And we all look at how much food we're eating, but we don't, and we all look at that as the positive. Like, I eat all this good food, I should be healthy. But people don't pay attention to all the things they do every day that deplete them of micronutrients. Even healthy things like exercise deplete you of micronutrients. Stress, major micronutrient depleter. Any food that contains sugar, alcohol, caffeine, you know, there's so many things. And even healthy foods like spinach have micronutrient depleters right in them. So that was an aha moment. You have to subtract in order to figure out how healthy you actually are. And that's, I think, one of those things that really amazes everyone we tell that, you know, these things that you think are healthy aren't necessarily all that healthy, just life in general.
I think you should name your next book Aha. It sounds like the whole book.
Well, there you go. Well, I'm surprised. It was an aha moment when they told us, Rodell told us that they wanted to name it Micronutrient Miracle, that they actually wanted to put micronutrient, the word, right on the cover of the book, which means that we're getting somewhere, and we fought a good fight, and we're going to get the word out there.
Well, you're going to brand it because you're definitely the only ones that I've spoken to on the show that actually put that at the forefront. And like I said, I've been a big advocate of micronutrient nutrition for years. Jason, the minute we have left, is there any one success story that's like your favorite that you can share that people have adapted to your guidelines and GPS system?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, we really have people who write us in on almost a daily basis. We have one woman, she and her husband decided, they saw us on Fox one morning talking about rich food, poor food, which we're often on there doing during our segments, and they decided to go ahead and give it a try. They said, we're going to go organic, we're going to grass fed, we're going to get rid of all these horrible ingredients that we talk about in rich food, poor food, and not only did they feel better, they lost weight without even trying. Again, this is not a diet. We don't tell you how many calories to eat. We don't tell you to get out there and exercise to a certain extent. We just say, make these switches. Allow yourself to become sufficient in these vitamins and minerals that are essential to optimal health. I mean, if you think about it, why wouldn't you put those at the forefront of your nutritional philosophy if those are the essential things needed to be there if you're going to have optimal health? And so they did that. They lost weight. They've rekindled their love life. And they started a whole rich food, poor food, thing at their church where people come in and they take them through chapter by chapter. This is all without any of support from us. And they wrote about it, and they changed their lives, lifestyle, and they're giving this word out to people. And, every day, that's what really makes it worth writing these books and getting out there and doing, all the hard work that's associated with having a message like this. And I know you know what I'm talking about, David.
Yeah.
It makes it all worthwhile.
Oh, so great. So great to have you on the show. One thing that we touched upon on the last episode, the last time you're on, is that you can be full, you can eat, and your cells can still be hungry. And because your cells are hungry, they're pulling for more junk. So feed your cells with micronutrients. Then your cells are full, your body doesn't need to pull more food into the stomach. So that's just great info, folks.
It is great information. You said that beautifully, Dr. Friedman. Thank you so much, Jason and Mira. To order Rich Food, Poor Food and learn more about the Calton's Blueprints for Optimal Health, go to CaltonNutrition.com. If you heard something today shared by the Caltons that a friend or family member could benefit from, send them to YourGoodHealthRadio.com to hear these segments. For our daily health tweets, follow us on Twitter at Dr. David Friedman. More to come after this short break. We've got Vani Hari, so stay tuned to Your Good Health Radio. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Stay well and stay tuned.